The Chesapeake Bay is a playground in the summer, with people using this amazing natural resource for fishing, boating, even simply enjoying a relaxing day at the beach. While we're enjoying ourselves, though, it's important to leave that beach as you found it, or even better. Megan Anderson, our visitor programs manager at the National Aquarium, joins me today to discuss the do's and don'ts of exploring the shore responsibly. Hi, Megan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We all know not to purposefully pollute while enjoying the great outdoors, but what are some safe shoreline strategies?
Yeah, we do. We really all love those relaxing days on the beach, and we enjoy a safe beach for our families. What is safe for our families is safe for the animals that live at those beaches year-round. Being safe can begin with what you bring to the beach, and it ends with what you leave when you leave the beach. In general, man-made items like plastics do not belong on beaches, but there are clever ways to avoid plastics like styrofoam, straws, plastic bags, cup lids. It's important to pack out what you pack in. And the best example you can set for your family is to leave the beach cleaner than when you found it by bringing a trash bag along and picking up litter when you're there.
How do these products hurt the environment?
What's interesting about plastics is plastics do not biodegrade, they photodegrade, which is a process where light breaks it apart into smaller and smaller pieces. And these smaller pieces can find their way into our ocean's currents. They can float around in what is known as gyres that can collect those pieces of plastic. As they break into smaller and smaller pieces, they can be munched on by small fish and passed up the food web to larger fish and eventually even larger animals like humans. And we might ultimately be eating our own plastic.
So what should you bring to the beach instead?
Well, it could be a fun challenge to, as a family, put together your picnic basket before you head to the beach. We all love putting together all the items that we're going to bring to the beach with us. And sometimes those single-use plastics, like plastic lids and straws, can get carried away with the wind while you're at the beach. You might not even be intending to leave them at the beach, but the wind might have a different idea. So instead, use a little bit heavier items, those multiple-use plastics like Tupperware, reusable bottles, or even better, reusable silverware, items that are not likely to blow away with the wind. Use common sense when you head to the ocean. You want to treat the shore as you would your own home, so make sure to pack up all those items that you brought with you and take them home.
Mm-hmm. Are there any best practices we should follow for interacting with the animals we may find at the shoreline?
Absolutely. It's a great adventure to be observing the wildlife when you're at the beach. But the general rule of thumb is to keep a respectful distance for your safety and for theirs, especially when it comes to those birds that you find along the beach. You might think it's a great idea to help them out with a little bit of snack that you might have brought to the beach. However, those birds are not only capable of finding their own food, but it's important for them to forage for food. It's a good mental exercise and physical exercise for those animals to find their food and then eat the food that they were intended to eat, as opposed to those breadcrumbs or potato chips that you brought with you.
Seagulls do not live on bread alone. It's tempting to collect things you find on the shoreline. Should people avoid taking things home like this? How does that affect the environment?
You might have heard this before, and this really applies to the beach. Take only photos and leave only footprints.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure to keep that in mind and set a really good example for your family every time you visit to treasure those memories and those moments, but leave only footprints behind.
I like that. Megan, thanks so much for joining me today. For more safe and environmentally friendly beach-going practices, visit aqua.org/abluview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.